KINY presents Gold Medal Basketball. Listen live, stream at KINYradio.com, and download the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast. The Gold Medal play-by-play booth is powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, Bob Sims back here at Junior Douglas High School, and we are on C-Bracket, game number 23, loser's bracket. But quickly, let's run down what happened with the games today, as that final score was 73-53. Okay, the women's game at 11 o'clock, it was Yakutat beating Hoona by a score of 70-45. 12:30 B game, Haines 73-53. So those are the two games that we had this morning. And again, this is the 2 o'clock game. It'll be Yakutat Klukwan. It'll be C, loser out. So that kind of sets us up for this next game. But before I run down the lineups for the next game, let's go ahead and take a 60-second break, and then we'll be back with more from the 75th Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, we're back here. Bob Sims, Mike Clasby's taking a break and munching down on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Let's figure out how these two people got here. First of all, we have Yakutat and we have Klukwan. So Yakutat played and lost a close one on Sunday. That was game number 5 as they lost to Cake by a score of 71-68. And then, they beat Cake 71-68. Then on Monday, they lost to Hoona by a score of 75-54 to drop into the loser's bracket. And for Klukwan, they lost on Sunday to Heidelberg, the high-scoring young brothers, TJ, Joe, and 110-88, so that dropped them down here. So once again, it's Klukwan and it's Yakutat, and the two missing players from then have shown up. Tyler Healy, he's number 24, and Brian Combs, he is number 22. So it looks like Yakutat with the short bench, although they do have 8 players, and this is going to be easy as Bailey Johnson tips it right to Jimmy Jensen, who has shown up. And this is going to be his first action, along with Jay Johnson. Long three-pointer up, left it short. That was number 19, Alan Bailey. And pass, great pass underneath, up to Mike Ganey, and good. Great look, great pass to Ganey. And going on top quickly, that pass was by Jacob Hotch. 2-0 in favor of Klukwan. Jimmy Jensen handling the basketball. Bounce pass, back, comes out on top to Jimmy. He moves, spins into the lane. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Bailey Johnson. Bailey goes down the lane, up off the glass, left it short. Battle for the rebound, comes down to Jesse McGraw off to Jacob Hotch. Hotch will bring the ball across the timeline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds on a good defensive play by Valley, and it's going to be out of bounds to Klukwan. So Klukwan in those bright gold jerseys with the red numbers, those are really nice. And, Valley gets his shot blocked, picked up by Healy to Jacob Hotch, long three-pointer over and off, and that's going to go out of bounds. And for Yakutat, they have the nice, crisp white jerseys with the black numbers, and so we have contrasting jerseys. So, Mike, we don't have to go black on red.
You know what? I felt bad about that, and I I just couldn't keep track of the girls. And then I went down after the game, and the scoreboard said, "Oh, my God, that was a mess, wasn't it?" I said, "What?" She said, "They both came out in black uniforms, same numbers, same color and everything." And she said, "It actually should have been a technical foul," which I didn't know.
Yes, yep. If one team is assigned a certain color of jersey, then it's a team technical, and they should change jerseys. Jacob Hotch, a little jump shot in the lane there for Kluckwan, no good.
Well, this is a pleasant contrast compared to that one.
Absolutely, and I love those gold jerseys. They are really classy. They got a great look. Yakutat handling the basketball. Jensen hands it out on top, and that's Jay Johnston. Oh, inside of Jimmy Jensen. Oh, he had a puppy, and he couldn't get it to drop. And the rebound comes down to Tyler Healy. Healy across the timeline. The lefty with the sweet jump shot. Long three-pointer for Ganey. Good. Bottom of the net. So Ganey has a couple of buckets. He's got five now, and the lead is 5-2. As Ganey has all the points back the other way. Shot up by Bailey Johnson, no good. And the rebound comes down into the hands of Healy in the corner to Gailey, Bailey as he crosses the timeline. Oh, nice pass by Hotch underneath to, or by Dan Stickler, who's checked in. He goes underneath to Healy, and Healy puts the shot up and good. Nice pass. Healy, always the sneaky one. Jump pass in the lane. Jimmy Jensen drives up. Oh, ball knocked loose, picked back up, tipped up by Bailey Johnson, up and good. So Bailey gets his first 2 points of the basketball game, and we have a 7-4 long three-pointer, no good. Rebound off to Kluckwan, and I think Jesse McGraw got double-teamed. In fact, he got triple-teamed underneath. It's going to be a 30-second timeout for Kluckwan. 7-4 the score, back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
We are back here. Sorry for the drop call. We've been having some technical difficulties, so we just kind of play through it. Jimmy Jensen puts the shot up and good. And that's his first 2 points of the basketball game. 11-6. We missed a Healy bucket while we were away, so we are good to go. Jesse McGraw, free throw line. Looks for someone to pass to. Long three-pointer by Healy, and he got it. Tyler, such a sweet shot. 14-6, Haynes. Kluckwan. Haynes is the B team. Kluckwan is the C team. Jimmy Jensen, oh, nice back door up. Great cut. Shot up and good by Adam Johnson. Beautiful pass from Healy. Back the other way. Here comes Stickler. 14-8. Hotch underneath to Ganey. Ganey, hook shot up and no good. And we have a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on number 19. That is Allen Valley. So Allen picks up a foul, and going to the free throw line will be Michael Ganey. Ganey, he has a first free throw up. Oh, hit all of the rim, didn't drop. So he has five. He has a three and a two. Second free throw, Mike knocks it down, so he's got six now. And the score is 15-8 in favor of Cluckwan. Lob pass underneath looking for Jimmy Jensen. And holding his ground in there was Brian Combs, who just checked in, and Jensen couldn't get around him. Pass went out of bounds. Handling the basketball is Stickler. Stickler off to Hotch. Hotch, three-pointer. That one looks good, and it is. So Jacob Hotch knocks down a three. And it's now 18-8, 10-point lead. They go down on the baseline to Bailey Johnson. Oh, nice little running hook up and good. Bailey protects the ball so well with his body. It's amazing. Back the other way, Stickler down on the corner. Oh, Ganey had the shot. Oh, nice strip by Jensen. And Jimmy just kind of looks at the ref and kind of holds his hands up. Says, yep, I got him. So Jensen picks up the foul. That's going to be his first personal foul. 18-10. Pass comes into Hotch. Jacob, reverse dribble, off to Stickler. In the corner, they go to Combs. Brian handles, goes underneath. Oh, nice block by Jensen as Stickler tried to use the rim on the reverse. And out of there comes Bailey Johnson. Johnson works to the baseline. Oh, we're going to have a whistle and a foul. And, yeah, that foul is going to be on Brian Combs. So Combs picks up his first personal foul, as Johnson had him right where he wanted him, right on his hip, and just kept pushing him towards the basket. And instead of giving up a layup, he gave up a foul. Pass comes in from Johnson. Shot was put up by Valley. No good. Rebound comes down to Healy. There's another long three-pointer by Hotch, and he got it again. So when he's on, he has NBA range. But when he's off, it's not good. So he's started out really well. Oh. Again, they try to feed underneath to Bailey Johnson. He was three-on-one. Oh, nice pass underneath. Stickler up off the glass and good. Dangerous pass, but it got through. 23-10, double the score. Cluckwan over Yakutat, Class C action. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Okay, Ralph Wolf has checked in for Yakutat. Johnson spins on the baseline, Jensen, I'm sorry, and the foul is going to be on Tyler Healy. So Tyler picks up his first personal foul, and I forgot to mark in my scorebook that two-pointer that Tyler Healy scored while we were off the air. 23-10, Jimmy. Back rim, side rim, and it rolls off. So Jensen misses his first free throw. He has one bucket, and the second one is also good as it rolls off. And the rebound comes down to Jacob Hotch. Brian Combs drives left hand, left it short. Good luck, just couldn't get it to drop, and the rebound comes down to Jensen for Yakutat. He hands it off to Ralph Wolf, and Ralph will come across the timeline. Hands it off to Bailey Johnson. Bailey, bounce pass on the baseline. Oh, McGraw couldn't get it. Nice spin move. Jimmy up off the glass and good. He's got a couple of buckets now. And the lead is 23-12. Brian Combs on top looking for Stickler. Got him on the point. Oh, he's double-teamed. Nice defense by Johnson. Gets it out to Healy. Tyler back to Stickler. Stickler, long three. over and off. Rebound comes down to number 19, and that is Allen Valley for Yakutat. He hands it off to Bailey Johnson, and Bailey will bring it across the timeline. Pulls up at the free throw line. Hook pass underneath to Ralph Wolf. Back out on top to Jensen. Jensen on the right point. Healy's got him. Jensen back to Ralph Wolf. Wolf, three-pointer, side rim, no good. Rebound to Bailey. Johnson up off the glass and good. Nice move by Bailey Johnson as he got the shot to drop. So Bailey's got six now, and it's 23-14, the lead nine. Bounce pass baseline to Stickler. Out on top to Healy. Healy going to hand it off to Jacob Hotch. Hotch looking for someone to pass to. Oh, it was alone underneath. Oh, Hotch goes into the valley of the trees. Turns around, throws up a prayer. It didn't go, but it was answered because he got called for somebody got called for a foul. So the foul is going to be on Jimmy Jensen. And you know, it's kind of interesting. Mike doesn't have his headset on, but my first free throw is up and good as Hotch hits the free throw. You know, it's interesting. In high school, there were a few kids that liked to go down into the valley of the Giants. Second free throw up, and Hotch hits the second one. And they would throw up a prayer, like one on three or one on four. They'd throw up a prayer, yep. And there was a little bit of contact. Then they'd look at me, and it's like they'd hold their hands, and I'd always tell them, hey, you're one on four against four guys that are 6'4". You better make the basket because you're not going to get a foul.
Oh, when you were repping.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Ralph Wolf, long three-pointer. Over and off, no good. Oh, Jensen, we're going to get called for that one. Jesse McGraw had perfect position. Jimmy pushed him in the back, got the rebound, and put it up. Oh, sorry, Jimmy. Yeah, they kind of bailed Jacob Hotch out down there. McGraw to Healy. There's that three-pointer by Tyler. It's over and off. Rebound comes down to Valley. He'll bring it across the timeline. Allen, I assume A-L-I-N is pronounced Allen. If not, I apologize. Jensen for three. Oh, that one's over and off. Nice rebound by Ralph Wolf. He was standing there. It fell right in his hands, and he says, oh, my gosh, I'm going to shoot the ball. So Wolf gets the shot to drop, and that's going to be his first 2 points. Back the other way, Healy all the way to the bucket. Oh, and he got it to drop. Nice shot by Tyler Healy. So Healy gets it to drop. Back the other way comes Yakutat. 27-16. We are down to 32 seconds here in the first quarter. Bailey Johnson as Ralph Wolf sets a pick. He gets the ball out there on the point. Brian Combs has him. Combs tries for the steal. Wolf, ball knocked loose. Oh, double team. Oh, bad pass stolen away by Hotch. 16 seconds. Plenty of time. Wolf knocks the ball loose. McGraw down in the corner. There's Ganey. Oh, Combs, left-hander from the corner, over and off, battle for the rebound, down to Jensen. Jensen, lead pass ahead to Johnson at the buzzer, and he got it. Nice shot. 28-foot mark, and I know you got a comment about that.
Those are so much fun to call. I mean, he did a little skip, actually. He didn't travel, but he didn't get set and shoot. He just did a skip and actually lifted his left right knee up and then just shot it, and then it... Same time the buzzer went off.
Yep, right in the bottom of the net. So that cuts the lead to 8. At the end of the first quarter, it's Klukwan 27, Yakutat 19. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaw Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and, of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family-owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how!
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, we are back here down the lane. Hotch in the corner. He's hit a couple of threes and a couple of free throws. Left hand, left it short, got his own rebound. Went back up again, missed it, got his own rebound again. And off to Ganey. Ganey goes, what the heck, I'm going to shoot a three, and he knocks the bottom out of it. Nice shot by Ganey. He's got nine. And Mike just had a score that was Mount Edgecombe boys 66.
Boys 66. Wait, let me get it.
And Hutchison 20, correct?
Yep, in the 3A state competition. By the way, if you want to listen to 3A, Sitka girls, Mount Edgecombe girls and boys, AM 1230 KIFW. Later on today, we'll be carrying Aaron Juneau as
Jimmy Jensen
gets two.
Do we know who won that 8 o'clock Mount Edgecombe girls game?
No, we tried to get her. He said that it was over in the Ox gym, and there nobody knows there, and it wasn't online.
Okay.
So we didn't know. But anyway, Thunder Mountain boys and girls will be carried through the state tournament here in Juneau over KXJ Radio, 1330 AM.
All right. Thanks, Mike. So we're up to date on the Southeast teams in the state tournament. Jensen, the shot up, no good. And he got the bucket, so it's 30-21. The lead's 9. Healy double-teamed, gets the ball off. There's Stickler inside. Oh, Stickler was looking for Ganey. Ganey cut outside, and Stickler threw it inside, so it's a turnover for Kluckwan. We're just inside the 9-minute mark here of the second quarter. It's 30-21. This is Class C action. Long three-pointer up and good by Alan Valley, and that's his first bucket of the basketball game, and it's 30-23. Back the other way, out on top. Handling the basketball is Ganey. Ganey hands it off to Healy. Healy off to Stickler. Three-pointer for Stickler, and he knocks it down. So the one thing we do know is that Andrew Frisky, of course, is on this team, and he's not playing as he has a daughter and a son playing for Mount Edgecombe. Both the teams are in the state tournament. So he went up to state.
Yeah,
he went last night, right?
Last night he left.
Yeah.
Okay. Grace is playing for the girls, and Jake's playing for the boys.
So Jimmy Jensen and Tyler Healy battle for it. And Healy a little off balance. Jensen kind of throws him off and out of bounds. They slap hands as they were both just battling for the ball. Nothing there. 33-23, 10-point lead. Pass comes in. Nice defense by Stickler. Jensen handles the ball. And Kent Larson has him, and I think Jimmy traveled. Yep. Turned around, took a little extra step there. In the NBA, they'd let that go. And sometimes here they let it go in the Masters bracket. Oh, Ganey lost the ball. Comes out on top. Combs, hook pass out. There's Healy. His spot. Oh, he knew it was going to be short. And he tried to run it down in the corner, and he couldn't, as nice defense by Jimmy Jensen kind of blocked Tyler off, so Tyler's going to sit down. Jacob Hotch is going to check back in for Kluckwan. Inside the 8-minute mark here. 75th Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, and this is Class C, and this is loser. Long three-pointer, side rim, no good. Battle for the rebound as that shot was put up by Adam Johnson, and Kluckwan comes back with the basketball. Jacob Hotch moves down the lane, pulls up wisely at the free throw line, left it short. Rebound, Ganey. Ganey, oh, nice strip by Jimmy Jensen. Ganey went up and he looked at his hands. He goes, where'd the ball go? Jimmy Jensen stole it away. Pass underneath. In the corner, there's Bailey Johnson. Bailey for three. Side rim, no good. Tipped up and in nicely by Alan Valley. So he just happened to be there. Says, hey, I'll just take that. Right back over the rim. Lead down to 8 again. 33. Stickler drives. Oh, nice defense by Alan Valley. Looked like Stickler might have lost the control of it. We've got a home run ball. Bailey Johnson runs it down in the corner. He's probably the only one that was quick enough for Yakutat. Bailey, baseline, double team. Oh, steps through it, gets the ball off. Long three-pointer, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Hotch. Hotch holding the ball. Being hawked in there by Jay Johnson. Jacob will bring it across the timeline. Long three-pointer. This one's going to be off. And so that's the first one that he's missed, and he kind of shakes his head going, man, I should have moved in, as he was out there at about 28 feet. across the timeline. Handling the basketball is Jay Johnson. Johnson at the top hands it off to Jimmy Jensen. They go down inside to Bailey Johnson. He's double-teamed. Gets it off to Allen Valley. He hands the ball out to Adam Johnson. Back on top to Jay Johnson. Bailey goes inside for Jimmy Jensen. Ball stolen away. 3-on-1. Here comes Kluckwan. Hook pass behind the back. Up off the glass and good. Kent Larson. Great pass and a great finish by Kent Larson as he gets his first 2 points of the basketball game. Back to 10, 35 to 25.
I just got a text from Andrew Frisky.
All right.
And he must be listening while he's up there.
Good.
Lady Braves versus Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves, 75-39 over Homer.
All right. So I think they were rated number 2 in the state, so they had the 7 seed. So congratulations to both Mount Edgecombe teams as they advance into the quarterfinals. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
That'll be they'll go against Barrow Thursday at 4:45, and it'll be the Braves against Valdez Thursday at 6:15.
All right. Sounds good. So we have a whistle and a foul. Both teams had shots. Neither one of them went. And the foul is going to be on number 22. Nope, there's no 22. All right. So
I was able to find numbers that weren't on the floor when I did my last game.
Bailey Johnson pulls up, long three-pointer. Oh, that one bounced the rim, hits up, hit the stanchion coming down off the ceiling, and so that's out of bounds. It might have been 23 because I don't think we have a 22. Long three-pointer up and good by Tyler Healy. Normally, Tyler shoots from the around the top and the perimeter. Once in a while, he goes down into the corner. That's where he went, and the shot was good. 38-25. A 13-point lead for Kluckwan. Jimmy Jensen, he should have went ahead and drove as he ended up in an open lane. Rebound, Stickler picks it out of there. Off to Hotch. Down in the corner, there's Ganey. Ganey for three. Good. So right now, Kluckwan is not missing, and that lead has now been stretched to 16 points as we slide inside the five-minute mark. Andrew, everybody misses you here, but Kluckwan is doing just fine, playing really well against Yakutat. So hopefully the Lady Braves and the guys' teams continue to advance. Oh, nice shot underneath. Great pass by Jensen. He got double-teamed. Adam Johnson broke for the bucket and a beautiful pick and roll, and it's 41-27. Ganey in the lane. Bounce pass off to Larson. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Jensen, and Jimmy will bring it across the timeline as he hands the ball off to Jay Johnson. 4:10 to go here in the first half. Jensen, is he going to take that three? Yes, he is, and he got it. Nice move. Rattled a little bit, but he got it to drop. He's got 9 now, and the lead is back down to 11. So Yakutat kind of hanging right at that 10-point lead range. Ganey, another 3. That one's going to be over and off. Larson, the rebound, and Bailey Johnson kind of plucked it right out of his hands. Bailey drives. Got around Ganey, who was looking for the charge, but he was a little off balance. He couldn't get it to drop. Underneath Stickler in the lane to Healy. Healy comes out on top to Ganey. Ganey's at the free throw line. Dishes it off to Larson. He's going to take that 3. Gets off the side of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Jensen for Yakutat. Inside, 3:20 now. Here comes Jimmy on the run. He'll go all the way to the bucket. Ball's knocked loose, and back the other way. Here comes Ganey. Ganey off to Jacob Hotch, and he got Valley in the air. Ball was checked, and he's standing there complaining to the referee. Yakutat's coming back, and Bailey Johnson's going to score a bucket. Hey, you know what the game is, Jacob. Just play the game. Down to 2 minutes. Well, we slid inside of 3 minutes, down to 2:50 now. And Ganey down to Jacob Hotch in the right corner. Hotch is going to launch a long three, and he got it to drop.
There's some pretty good shooters out here.
Yes, there is. And I'll tell you what, when Jacob Hotch gets hot, that's his third three to go with a couple of free throws. We have a timeout here. 2:41 to go in the second quarter. It's 44 for Kluckwan. It's 32 for Yakutat. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Oh, 30? Okay.
play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, Bob Sims back here with Mike Clasby. Mike, of course, is taking a break. Interjects every once in a while. Oh, great pass underneath to Jimmy Jensen, up and good. As Mike occasionally drops a comment in, he's resting his voice, getting a little bit of a cold, scratchy. Hotch, oh, down the lane, and this time he is going to get the foul, and that's going to be on Jay Johnson. So Jay picks up his first foul. Hotch goes to the free throw line. He was 2 for 2. 2 minutes, 18 seconds. 44-34, 10-point lead.
All right, if we've got a minute here as we're shooting free throws, for all of you folks that are from the Hall of Fame inductees in gold medal basketball, Hall of Fame voting will be at the Juno Douglas High School Library today from 4 to 6. So those of you that are listening and in town, get your ballots and come down here from 4 to 6 to this gymnasium, to this school, not to the gym. It'll be in the library. 4 to 6, they'll be voting for Hall of Fame inductees this year, and those guys will be announced, I think, on Friday night.
I think it's Friday or is it Saturday?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
It's not Saturday.
Jimmy Jensen puts the shot up and good. 36-46. Healy up underneath and good. So Tyler Healy hits the bucket. And while Mike was talking about gold medal
Hall of Fame,
Hall of Famers, Jacob Hotch had a couple of free throws. So 48-36, lead is still 12. Boy, it's been right in that 12-14. Oh, nice job by Combs as he steals it away. Jesse McGraw is going to drive. Lays it up. Jensen got a piece of that one. And back the other way comes Jay Johnson. Down to a minute 20. Oh, ball knocked loose. Great hustle there. That was by Brian Combs, and he stripped it out of the hands of Bailey Johnson, but it went out of bounds. Checking in for Yakutat is Kevin Milton, number 21. Jensen faked the three, moves into the lane. Off to Bailey Johnson. Johnson off to Milton. Milton down on the baseline. There's Johnson for three. Nice shot. That's Jay as he knocks down a three. As Ralph Wolf has also checked in for Yakutat. It's kind of interesting. Bailey Johnson is an Angoon boy. I'm kind of curious how he ended up in Yakutat. Maybe he moved up there. Jesse McGraw. Baseline. Comes out on top to Healy. Healy. Right point. There's Combs. They go inside looking for Ganey. And I think that Ralph Wolf, actually number 21, Kevin Milton, I think, got a piece of that. Somebody underneath got a piece of it. Inbounds to McGraw, off to Healy. There's Tyler, three-pointer, over and off. Battle for the rebound, Jensen, and Ganey battle for it. Ganey was managed to tip it up, but it didn't go, and the rebound comes down to Yakutat's Milton. He hands it off to Wolf, who hands it off to Jensen across the timeline. We're down to 22 seconds here. Jensen, oh, bad pass, stolen away by Hotch. 2-on-1, now 2-on-2. Is Hotch going to take it? Yes, all alone, up off the glass, and good. Nice move by Jacob Hotch. And the Yakutat can still get a shot as Ganey knocked the ball out of bounds as he was guarding the inbounder. We're down to 7.9. Here comes Bailey Johnson. I look for him to go to the hole. Oh, there's Ralph Wolf, long three-pointer. Over and off, rebound, Ganey. And he hits the curtain.
My favorite curtain. I can't see the the time clock from here.
That's right. You know, we have this camera down here that they used for a while during the high school season.
Doesn't work.
Little monitors. Well, I asked Chad about it, and he goes, well, I'm going to try to get an IT guy in here sometime, but he hasn't. So,
all right.
Anyway, so it's halftime. It's Cluck Juan, 50. It's Yakutat, 39. And we'll be back with first half statistics in 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, we are back here. Bob Sims, Mike Clasby went to grab some lunch and try to find something to soothe his throat. Of course, he will be back here later this afternoon for the memorial. At halftime, it's Klukwan 50 and a Jackatat 39. This is Class C, and again, this is a loser bracket. Running down the scores quickly for Yakutat. Jay Johnson had 5, a 2, and a 3. Adam Johnson had 2 2s for Allen Valley, had a 3 and a 2. He had 5. Bailey Johnson, 9 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter. He had 11. Ralph Wolf had a bucket for 2. And the leading scorer, Jimmy Jensen, has 13, but he was over 3 from the three-throw line. 39 points for Yakutat. For excuse me, for Klukwan, 5 points for Daniel Stickler, a 2 and a 3. Jacob Hotch, 3 threes, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. He had 15 points. Stuart DeWitt didn't play. Daniel Connaught didn't play. Jesse McGraw had 1 bucket and 1 free throw for free. Michael Ganey has 3 threes, a free throw, and 2 for 12. Kent Larson had 1 bucket. Leading scorer, Tyler Healy, he has 14 points, and that's 50 points for the Klukwan. So we're about, let's see, let's go ahead and take a 60-second break, and we'll be right back with second half action.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, Bob Sims back here. And it is 50-39, Ganey handling the basketball. Oh, nice strip by Bailey Johnson. Oh, nice defense by Healy. Shot put up, left short, rebound comes down to Healy. And he hands it off to Ganey. So Yakutat had a chance to cut it. Oh, we got a Ganey. Oh, looking underneath. As he ran right into number 19, that's Allen Valley, kind of lost a little bit of control of the basketball. Tried to tip it ahead to Healy, and it went out of bounds. So a turnover for Kluckwan. Oh, McGraw knocks it loose from Jensen, but it's picked back up by Johnson to Jimmy. Jimmy, three-pointer. That one's going to be over and off. We could kind of see it from here. The rebound down. There's a home run pass to Stickler. Stickler off to McGraw. Jesse into Healy. Healy off the glass and good. Nice move, nice pass, and very unselfish play by Jesse McGraw. Healy now with 16. He's got the first two of the third quarter. Jimmy Jensen pulls up. Bounce pass on the side to Johnson. Off to Jay Johnson. Shot up, no good. Top of the backboard, and that, as we know, is still in play. Off to Healy for Kluckwan. Here comes Jacob Hotch. He drives, goes all the way down the lane. Kind of got it stuck on his hip, but Ganey's able to run it down to Jacob. Jacob for three, side rim, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds to Yakutat. So 8.5 minutes. We played about a minute and a half here in the third quarter. Don't forget, I've got the next game, and that'll be at 4:30. That's at the beginning of the next session, so we'll have a little bit of a break there. And then the two night games will be Scott McAdams and, of course, coming back for the memorial dedication, Mike Clasby will be back. Long three-pointer shot up and good by Allen Valley. Oh, I'm sorry, not good. It hit the rim. We're going to have a whistle. We're going to have a foul on Ralph Wolf. So Wolf, as Stickler was getting ready to throw a home run pass, and and they decided, Ralph Wolf decided, no, you're not going to get that one. Hotch, right at the point, off to Healy. Tyler fakes on Bailey, off to Jesse McGraw. Had the three. Johnson came out, cut down the angle, back to Stickler. Stickler off to Ganey. Jensen knocks the ball loose. It's on the floor. Oh, great. And we have a timeout for Yakutat. So, 7:46 to go, 52-39. 2 points scored here in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, so the pass came into Jimmy Jensen underneath. He had the uncontested layup. Daniel Stickler grabbed him on the arm and said, nope, you're going to have to earn it from the free throw line. So that is going to be foul number one on Stickler and going to the free throw line. Jensen, this time he gets the free throws to drop as he was 0 for 3 in the first half. Second free throw by Jensen. Up, back, rim, side rim, no good. Missed the second one. So he gets a one out of two, and the lead is down to 12 at 52-40. Here comes Ganey across the timeline to Healy. Tyler drives. Oh, nice strip. Beautiful by Allen Valley. He goes off to Jensen. Up and good. So Jimmy Jensen gets two, and we're down to 10 now, as it's 52-42. Handling the ball is Stickler. He goes to McGraw. Jesse handling the basketball has not taken a shot. Oh, Ganey all the way left it short on a beautiful feed, and Ganey just couldn't get that layup to drop. Jensen hands the ball off to Jay Johnson, and Jay will bring it across the timeline for Yakutat. Back out on top, Jensen down to Valley. Oh, nice turnaround jump shot. Wow, that was a tough shot, as he had not a really good angle, but he got it to drop. Lead is 8 now, and here comes Yakutat. Let's see if Klukwan can respond. Hotch down the lane, up, and we have a whistle and a foul. Let's see. I think it's going to be on Jay Johnson. Yes, that's going to be Jay's. I have him for 2. The board has him for 2. Kind of nice that we're both in sync. Jacob the line. Free throw up and no good. And that's the first one that he's missed, as he is now 4 for 5 from the free throw line. He comes back. Oh, sorry. A second free throw is up, and it's good. So he is now 5 for 6 from the free throw line. He's got 16, and the lead back to 9. Jensen to the left baseline, hands it off to Jay Johnson. They've got, Jimmy on the block up. Oh, had an easy shot, couldn't get it to drop. Larson looking for the home run pass to Stickler. Jensen just turned around, stuck out a big paw, and knocked it out of bounds. Pass comes into Jacob Hotch. He'll bring it across the timeline. Bailey Johnson on him, off to Stickler. Most teams play man-to-man. I haven't seen the Masters. Sometimes they play zone. But for the most part, everybody plays a man-to-man, or in the case of women, a woman-to-woman. Hotch left the shot short. Larson tips it, no good. Read it right into the hands of Bailey Johnson. Here comes Bailey for Yakutat. They're down 9. A bucket here would go a long ways towards cutting that deficit. Pass comes to Valley. George brings it out on top. Or Allen, excuse me. Three-pointer in and out. Oh, and back in and back out again as Adam Johnson had that one in the bank, and it came out. Got a little robbery going on there. Jacob Hotch rebound down to Healy. Healy for Klukwan off to Stickler. Daniel says, I'm going to take that 3, and I'm going to hit the bottom of the net with it. So Stickler has a pair of 3s now, 1 in the first quarter, 1 here, and the lead is back to 12. So, boy, Yakutat squandered an opportunity to get that lead down to 7. Down on the block to Johnson. That's right point. Bailey drives. Kind of tripped over Healy as they got caught up, and picking the ball back up was Johnson off to Bailey. Bailey had a shot at the free throw line, didn't take it. Jensen to Allen Valley. Valley goes off to Johnson, right on top to Bailey Johnson. Bounce pass to Jensen. Larson's working on him. Jensen up, left it short again, and I think the call is going to be on number 50. That's Kent Larson. Well, he laid off on the first shot, just couldn't resist as Jensen tried to tip it, and Jimmy will go to the line. Free throw up, left it short. So Jensen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He shot 6 free throws, and he has made 1. McGraw checks back in. Second one, no good. He's 1 for 7 from the line, and that means that it's 56-44 as Tyler Healy got the rebound. There's a shot by McGraw. Side rim, no good. Right there underneath getting the rebound is Brian Combs, probably one of the shortest guys. Oh, bad pass by McGraw. Valley. Oh, and Ganey almost caught him. Great hustle by Ganey, but the shot was put up and good by Valley. Boy, those are the kind of passes that you hate to see going cross-court out on top, because if it's intercepted, there's nothing there. McGraw, rebound from Healy's miss. Combs inside on the block. Back to McGraw. Jesse faked the 3. He'll move. Oh, nice hook pass underneath to Ganey. Up and good. Great pass that time. And Ganey, the recipient of a great pass from McGraw, got the bucket. 58-46, still 12. Short, no good. Up and off the glass. Good as Adams Adam Johnson followed his own shot, and he's got six now, and the lead back to 10. McGraw fakes the three out on top to Healy for Kluckwan. Inside they go to Larson. Larson ball knocked loose from behind by Ralph Wolf, picked out of there by Valley. Down the corner, Bailey Johnson over and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Combs for Kluckwan. Oh, he's got McGraw. Can he get him the ball? Oh! Jesse turned around. The ball hit him on top of the head and went out of bounds. As he was a wide receiver in perfect position to catch it, but just wasn't looking. So Tyler Healy sits down, and Jacob Hotch checks back in. 10-point lead for Kluckwan, 58-48. Bailey Johnson, double-team, stolen away. Lead pass ahead by Ganey, and knocked down by Allen Valley. Hey, shot picked up, or ball picked up, and shot was put up, and no good. Rebound comes back down to Yakutat. Bailey Johnson to Jimmy Jensen. Jimmy handling the basketball. Out on top to Ralph Wolf. Fakes the three. Off to shot put up there by Adam Johnson. No good. Here comes Kluckwan back the other way. Lead is still 10. McGraw handling the basketball. He goes off to Jacob Hodge. Jacob for three. Got it again. Boy, he has been deadly today. As that's 1, 2, 3. That's 4 threes now, as well as a 5-for-6 performance. And shot up, no good, out of bounds. And it looked like Adam Johnson and Daniel Stickler got hung up, as I think Stickler just kind of turned around and ran right into Johnson. Stickler handling the basketball out here on the left point. Ralph Wolf has him, and the pace has slowed down here considerably. In the lane, Combs off to McGraw, back out on top. Left point, there's Hotch looking out on top to Ganey. Michael, three-pointer, got it. Boy, between Ganey and Hotch, they've just been knocking down three after three after three, and that lead is now 16 as we slide under 2 minutes here in the third quarter. 75th annual gold medal basketball tournament. Underneath to Jensen, ball knocked loose. Hotch picks it up. There's Ganey again. Figures, hey, I hit the last one. Might as well go for another one. And the rebound comes down to Allen Valley. Lead pass ahead. Driving the baseline underneath. Bailey Johnson up and good. Nice move by Bailey Johnson. As Bailey and Jensen are the ones keeping them in the game. Back the other way. Combs up off the glass and good. Brian Combs. As he gets his first 2 points. And it's 66-50 now. Back the other way underneath. Jensen handling the basketball. Stolen away by... Oh, blocked. Stickler's got it. One on two as Jensen blocked him. And he decided that he was going to knock the ball out of bounds. So once again, Kluckwan 66 and Yakutat 50 as we are sliding into the one-minute mark here. Pass goes down on the baseline.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment. Play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, and while we were off the air, we came to the end of the third quarter. So it's 66 for Kluckwan, 53 for Yakutat. So let's go ahead and take a 60-second break, and we'll be right back with quarter number four.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right. Well, we are away. Free throw up, no good. Kent Larson picked up his second personal foul. Back at the line is Jimmy Jensen, and again, he misses the free throw. Let's see if he can get another one. Second free throw up, back rim. This time he gets one to drop. So that cuts the lead back to 12-66-54 in favor of Klukwan. Again, this is Class C action. Oh, Jacob Hotch. And that's going to be an over and back. Yep. Jacob spun around, thought he had Ganey, and Ganey goes, hey, man, I'm down on the baseline. So he flipped it into backcourt, but luckily with two, whoop. Okay, anyway, Jensen handling the basketball off his knee and out of bounds. So there were two Yakutat players running for it, trying to get it and pick it up for a layup, and luckily Ganey was able to run it down and just touch it for the over and back. Jensen off the inbounds pass, no good. Valley is right there, lays it up and good. That you could almost say, hey, that was a he's gonna want an assist on that one. So Valley with 13 now. Cross court pass. Back down to 10, 66-56 in favor of Klukwan. Ganey goes down on the baseline to Kent Larson. Larson inside. Stickler to Hotch. Little eight-footers up and good. And Jacob has 21 now. And that lead for Klukwan is back to 12. Jensen Larson slaps it loose. Ralph Wolf, ball knocked loose, picked up by Daniel Planat. He had Ganey, but couldn't get him the ball, and then Larson picks it up and says, well, I'm going to throw it down there, and he couldn't get him the ball either. So another turnover for Klukwan. So Klonat sits down. Healy comes back in for Klukwan. Lead is 12 for Klukwan. Remember, this is a loser out. Handling the basketball, Jay Johnson. He goes off to Bailey Johnson. Bailey back to Jay. Jimmy's got the ball out at the right point. They go inside. Another turnaround by Allen Valley. Oh, my goodness. That's a tough over-the-shoulder shot. And he makes it look easy as he's hit two of those, three of those in a row now. 68-58. Handling the basketball is Daniel Stickler out on top to Jacob Hotch. Hotch says, what the heck, I'm going to throw up another three. And it goes down as well. So five in the quarters. He's got both buckets for Klukwan. They lead by 13 now, and he has 24. Bailey, they go inside to Allen Valley. Jay Johnson picks it up in the corner, no good. Jimmy Jensen tips once, no good. Battle for it, it's on the floor. Healy's got it, and trying to reach around is Allen Valley, and Healy just tucked his elbows and just kept rocking his arms back and forth and back and forth until he got the call. So a couple subs come in as McGraw checks in. Larson sits down. Stickler sits down. And it looks like Ganey comes back in. NBA three for Hotch. That one wasn't even close as he was out here at the 28-foot mark, which is literally the hash mark. And he points, well, it was just a little short. Well, yeah, that's we'll give him that. So 71-58, 13-point lead. Still within range as Yakutat is there hanging around, although the lead has been stretched a little bit. Jensen on the block. Oh, nice block by Hotch from behind. And Jensen turns around and looks at the referee like, what the heck was that all about? So Jimmy just kind of shakes his head. Foul is going to be on Ralph Wolf as he was trying to steal the shot or the ball from Hotch. Jacob handling it against Bailey Johnson. Bailey knocks it loose. Flips it up to Healy. Healy double-teamed and wisely, with nobody there, calls the timeout. So at the 7-11 mark, it's 71-58 in favor of Kluckwan. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. Hey there, movers and shakers. At Coots Nauwoo, Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Coots Nauwoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Coots Nauwoo, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Hotch drives down the lane, off the inbounds pass. Can't get it to drop. Bailey Johnson, oh, nice move up off the glass and good. So Bailey Johnson gets the shot to drop. Back the other way, Hotch fakes the three. Oh. He's falling down and gets bailed out as Bailey Johnson picks up the foul. So going to the free throw line will be Jacob Hotch. It's 71-60 in favor of Kluckwan. Remember, this is Class C, and this is loser's bracket out. Hotch, free throw up and good. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. He is. Second free throw up, no good. So he is 6-4-8 from the free throw line. They get the rebound. Ganey up off the glass and good as a nice rebound by Healy. He flipped it to McGraw, who flipped it to Ganey. And Ganey put the shot up and good, and he's got 19 now. Lead is 14 now. Yakutat going to have to get some points on the board here. Jensen up, no good. Jensen again, up, good. As Wolf shot the three, no good. Jensen got the rebound, no good. Second shot was up and good, and he got fouled by Jesse McGraw and going to the free throw line to try to make it a three-point play. Let's see if he can get another free throw here. Cut it to 11. Yes, he does. So he knocks down the free throw, and he's got 19 now. The lead is 11 at 74-63. Back the other way comes Kluwak. Healy drives through. There's Ganey in the corner to McGraw. He faked the three, and we're going to have a holding foul. That's going to be on Jensen. So Jensen picks up the foul. That's Jimmy's. I have him for, they have him for three on the board. We'll go with what the board has. Ganey handling the basketball on top to Brian Combs, who's checked in. That's another long three by Hotch. And I guess when you're hot, you just go ahead and keep shooting. As he has 6, 9 in the quarter, plus 19, that's 28. And the lead is 14 now. Down on the block, there's Jay Johnson. Shot up, back rim, no good. Rebound, battle for it. Comes down to Ralph Wolf. Nice hustle, Wolf. Little flip up off the glass and good. Great hustle by Ralph Wolf and determination to go, hey, I am going to get that ball. So the lead down to 12 again for Kluckwan as Yakutat just keeps hanging around and hanging around. but they're getting short on time as it's down to 5 minutes now. McGraw back to Hotch. Hotch dribbles right to the free throw line. He was looking for Jesse on the pick and roll. Couldn't get it. Stolen away by Jensen. Lead pass ahead to Valley. And I believe that, Brian Combs got a piece of that to save the fast break layup. It's going to be out of bounds to Yakutat. But again, great hustle by Valley. And let's see. So we'll wait and see. I think it's going to be Gold. Well, you can hear the crowd react. From my angle, I could not tell whether the ball was tipped or not. Oh, great block by Jensen. Well, the ball doesn't lie. Back the other way. Jensen comes. Drives into the lane. Out on top to Bailey Johnson. Jay Johnson, three-pointer, knocks it down. And here comes Yakutat. 77-68. We're down to 4.5. Brian Combs across the timeline. Right point. Bailey Johnson hawks him off to Stickler, who's checked back in. Off to McGraw. And you can hear the crowd down here below us on the left-hand side. Looking for some defense. Combs off to Healy. Kluckwan running some time. Off to McGraw. He's on the right point. Jesse drives to the baseline. Double team. Comes back out on top to Healy. Healy off to Combs. Combs on the right point. Oh, they left Stickler alone. Oh, and Stickler missed the layup. Oh, my goodness. Just dropped his head. Back the other way. Ball's going to be out of bounds as Stickler and number 15, Adam Johnson, kind of collide. The ball goes off of Johnson and out of bounds. So turnover for Yakutat. That would have been a golden opportunity to get it down to 7. Healy off to McGraw. 77-68, Yakutat. Ganey handling the ball. Yakutat, and that whistle and that foul is going to be on Adam Johnson. We are not in the bonus yet. Remember, 5.25 and then everything is double bonus, unless obviously you're in the act of shooting. Oh. Okay, that was 5. I'm sorry. They only had 4 and they were late putting it up, so the referees were not aware either. So Ganey will go to the line to shoot 2. First free throw up and good. Mike with 20 points now. He was 1-for-2 in the first half. Second free throw up and good. So Ganey hits a pair. And I believe that Kluckwan wants a timeout. Is it going to be a 60 or is it going to be a 30? Looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout. 79 for Kluckwan, 68 for Yakutat. We're down to 3:43, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, Bob Sims back here. Once again, a message for all Gold Medal Hall of Famers. Don't forget, you can go to the JDHS library between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. today and vote for the any new inductees that you feel should be into the 2024 Gold Medal Hall of Fame. Jensen underneath, left it short as I think McGraw got a piece of that one. Outlet pass, here comes Kluckwan on the run to Healy. Healy, he's going to pull it out to Ganey, and I think they're going to try to run some time here. Ganey bounce pass to Stickler. He's out on the right point. Double teamed, down in the corner to Combs. Combs underneath. Uh-oh, Stickler got behind the defense, put the shot up and good. Great look that time by Combs, right underneath to Ganey. Well, they're trying to double team the ball, and Klukwan is wisely just the odd man, is wisely breaking to the basket. Shot put up no good by Adam Johnson. Rebound back the other way. They tried to outlet it to Stickler, and they might have been Combs might have been wise to just run some more clock as we're down inside 3 minutes now. Lead 13, 81-68. Back the other way, Johnson up. Oh, looked like he might have got fouled. Jimmy Jensen put the shot up. No good. Rebound up off the glass. No good. Rebound ball on the floor. Good hustle off to Bailey Johnson. Boy, we had four people on the floor. Ball knocked loose from Jimmy Jensen. Lead pass to Stickler. He's going to lay it up, and the lead is now 15. So Stickler with another bucket. Yakutat has just about ran out of gas, I think, here. They're really slow getting back. Bailey Johnson, jump shot, free throw line, up and good. So Bailey knocks it down. That's his first 2 points of the second half. He had 11 at halftime. Back the other way, Allen Valley comes, lays it up off the glass, off a steal, and he left it short. Home run pass once again to Stickler. He saves it off to Jensen. Back to Johnson, Adam Johnson. Off to Jay Johnson in the corner, and he dribbles it off his knee and out of bounds. The lead is 13, 83-70, and Klukwan keeps throwing home run passes. I'm surprised they're not just slowing it down and trying to run some clock as we slid inside 2 minutes, a minute 47 now. Lead 13. Remember, this one is a loser bracket, so the loser of this one will get to either go home or watch some gold medal from the stands. Klukwan, Hotch out on the left point. Looks like they're going to try to either get a layup. Oh, and there's Healy. Oh, nice block by Jimmy Johnson. Great defense. Or Jimmy Jensen, I'm sorry. Healy didn't protect the ball as he kind of stuck it out in front of him. And Jensen right on top of it knocked it out of bounds. So Healy going to trigger the inbounds pass into Ganey in the left corner. Threw up a prayer, no good. Rebound as he was falling out of bounds off to Healy. Down to a minute 20 now. Healy handling the basketball. We might see with the lead 13. There's the foul. Oh, nope. They called the travel before the foul. All right. So, again, Yakutat with a chance to cut into that lead. 13, but they need a bucket here. They cannot trade buckets. Inside to Bailey Johnson. Hook pass underneath. Shot up off the glass. Oh, couldn't get it to drop as that was Adam Johnson. It hit the back rim and hit the front rim. Bad pass by Jacob Hotch. Stolen away. 3-on-1 underneath Bailey Johnson. Up, left it short. Rebound, Allen Valley. Left it short. Rebound, Jacob Hotch. Hook pass out to Ganey. And Ganey's just going to slow it down. His team leads by 13. Off to Healy. Healy. Off to Stickler, back to Healy, up off the glass, and good. So Healy with 18 now. We're down to 33, and you can hear the Yakutat fans kind of boo as that was kind of a incidental. We really don't need that bucket. Let's just run it out, as Yakutat was content to let the clock run out. They're just dribbling out on top now. Down to 18 seconds. Long three-pointer by Valley, no good. Rebound comes down to Ganey, and Ganey's just going to give it to Stickler. Stickler's going to go lead pass ahead to Ganey, and Klukwan is just going to dribble it out. We're down to 5 seconds now as they hand the ball to the referee. Buzzer sounds, and the final score is Klukwan 85 and Yakutat 50. We'll be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes to wrap it up.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juno Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, so that finishes the morning section, session here on KINY. And let's run down the scoring for both teams. For Yakutat, well, in the second half, they kept it close several times, getting it down to 10 once they got it down to 8. Had a couple of opportunities to get it closer than that, but just could not get over the hump, as every time they made a run, Cluck One answered with a couple of their own buckets. Jay Johnson had 8 points. Adam Johnson had 6 points. Allen Valley had 17 points. Bailey Johnson with 19. 4 for Ralph Wolf. And Jimmy Jensen had 20. 70 points for Yakutat. So they are out of the tournament. And for Cluck One, Daniel Stickler had 7. The hot hand was Jacob Hotch, as he had 28. Jesse McGraw with a field goal and a free throw for 3. 21 for Michael Ganey. So 3 big scorers for Cluck One. Hotch with 28, Ganey with 21, and Healy had 18, although he literally stopped scoring in the second half when they were up, as he only had 2 field goals, 1 in the third and 1 in the fourth. And Kent Larson had 2 points. So before we go, let's quickly check our bracket, as that game was game number 23. So Cluck One advances to Thursday's game at 1 p.m., and they will play in game number 29. That will be against the winner of the Angoon-Metlakatla game, which will be tonight at 7:30, and Scott McAdams will be on that call. So before we run away, let's go ahead and everybody get your bracket book out. We will go ahead and tell you what the scores were for the morning session at 11 a.m. It was a winner's women's game, as Yakutat beat Hoona by a score of 70-45. At 12:30, Haynes beat Yakutat in the B, and that was a B loser. That score was 73-53. And then here in a C loser, it was Cluck One defeating Yakutat by a score of 85-70. 3 more games on tap this afternoon, as Cake and Angoon in the women, Angoon and Cake in the B, and in the C bracket, it will be Angoon and Metlakatla. So next time we'll be on the air is around 4:20 for a 4:30 game. So we have about an hour. So we're going to go back to KINY for some news and some music. But let me run down our sponsors here really quickly before we break away. Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto and Marine, North Star Auto Care, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, Sea Alaska, Subway, Kootsnawoo, Doug Creek Market, Western Auto, Mason Jar, Glacier Gardens, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, and Cycle Alaska. This is Bob Sims saying thanks for listening. We'll see you about an hour for more gold medal right here on KINY.
You've been listening to Gold Medal Basketball, live from the KINY Play-by-Play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, the only free travel benefits program designed just for Alaskans. Don't miss a moment. Download the Gold Medal Basketball podcast at KINYradio.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.